The time right now is 9:31. We're going to talk to an extraordinary man who's put together a powerful book. He's the founder of Communities in Schools. His name is Bill Milliken. The name of the book is called The Last Dropout, Stop the Epidemic. Now, I can tell by the picture on the back of your book and the smirk on your face, I can tell why you got kicked out of school. Tell me about your experience getting kicked out of school.
Well, it was called removal. My mom was brought into school and said the reason I was in so much trouble is that I couldn't handle the work, and that I'd be better off not in school. And I didn't know then that I just learned differently. I just was kind of classified as not very smart.
But since that particular period of time and over the last 40 years, you've made a difference. Russell Simmons, founder of Def Jam Music and Fat Fifth Fashion, says, "Bill is one of my heroes. He made a lifelong commitment to young people and always walks his talk. This book tells the truth with facts and stories and heart and humor about how the system has failed to many of our kids and what we can and must do about that." Tell me about your journey from where you were to now being the founder of Communities in Schools.
Well, fortunately, a group called Young Life came into my community and got me on a new path and got me connected to our Creator. And I decided I wanted to go a different direction. And a couple of my friends and I made a commitment to give the rest of our lives back to kids in the streets so that they wouldn't end up on the streets. And so I got to spend 11 years in Harlem and the Lower East Side of New York working for Young Life. And out of that experience, I had 35 kids living with me at a time that they had lost any chance of education. So that's what led me to want to do something about keeping kids in school.
According to some of the statistics, it says that the numbers don't lie. Nearly one-third of all young people and one in two poor or minority youth fail to graduate with their peers. What are some of the unique challenges that minorities have in staying in school?
Well, a lot of it is those same numbers. These are basically kids who come from poor economic backgrounds, and we're asking schools to be mother, father, sister, brother, social worker, everything but schools. But these kids are coming into school. Sometimes their dad was taken to prison the night before. Maybe they don't have any parents or a single parent, or their mother was mugged, or they don't have enough food on the table, or their parents are working three jobs. So they're coming to school with little hope. That's why I put the emphasis that it's relationships that change kids, not programs. They need to have some adult in their life who said, "I'm sold out on this kid. I want them to make it."
What are the five basics that can help reverse the 7,000 daily dropouts that are taking place?
Well, as I say to crowds, all these children are our children, and these are the five things that any parent would want for their children. One is they want them to know that there's an adult who is willing to walk through the valley of the shadow of adolescence with them and love them into change. Number two, they need safe, caring environments, and that's why we bring all the resources together around schools. That's why it's communities in schools, so that the teachers are freed up to teach and kids have a safe place to learn in. Three, we believe in high standards and rigor because we know all kids can learn, and that it's wrong, it's racist and everything else to say some kids can learn and other kids can't. No, they can learn, and they do want the rigor as long as they have the resources and the caring environment. Fourth, they need a healthy life. If they aren't healthy, they aren't going to learn, and we want them. And then fifth, we feel the greatest gift you can give somebody is to allow them to give something to you. We believe that all kids need a chance to give back and be involved as part of the solution, not just something being done to them.
Just for your information, ladies and gentlemen, Bill has served three presidents. During the Carter administration, he was the White House advisor on youth issues. Now, there's a startling statistic. Do you mean that 96.5% of all students involved in communities in schools stay in school? Why is that, and what are you doing that's making the difference?
Yeah, that 96% must be some local community. On the national average, we'll take kids that are with the dropout rate between 40% and 50%, and we'll get it up to 80% to 90%. That's our national average. Sometimes, like I was just in Dallas, where literally 98% of the kids stayed in school, and 96 were promoted to the next class. But these are the bottom third of the schools with the kids who have had the most difficult lives and difficulty in school.
Now, one of the things that I thought was interesting is you use this term about the epidemic as you describe it, that it is a justice issue. What do you mean by that?
Well, if when I was watching Katrina and we were all weeping in front of the TV screens watching the people dying on the streets, I said I had the image of the Titanic that going down, and it was the poor folks who were in the bottom of the ship going under. The people who could afford it got on those little dinghies and got out. I think it's a metaphor that the biggest divider between have and have-nots from now on, and has been, are those who get the education and those who don't. A lot of those folks, because we do a lot in New Orleans, were folks that didn't have high school diplomas. They didn't have jobs. They didn't have cars to drive out or tickets to get on airplanes and go out. To me, that is a justice issue. The justice is not just us. It's all of us. And so we've got to get our kids an education. When you have more male adults now who are dropouts in prison that are than in jobs, then to me that's a justice issue. And it's also a huge moral issue.
The name of the best-selling book is called The Last Dropout, Stop the Epidemic. We've talked a lot already about several of the nine keys that you have listed, but let's look at principle number eight. Scalability, sustainability, and evidence-based strategies are essential to creating permanent change on the way our education system combats the dropout epidemic. Elaborate.
Well, our theory of change in this country, unfortunately, is every 2 to 4 years we're supposed to bring change. And that's based on a political calendar, and unfortunately most foundations come in at 3 years. There's been no change in history where change has happened in 2, 3, or 4 years. So you've got to build a local board, which we do in every community, where they own it, where they can sustain it, and where they're in it for the long haul, no matter who's mayor, no matter who's superintendent. We have 49,000 volunteers in 200 communities across the country who are sold out for kids, who are, whether they're from the business community, the faith community, the health community, the school community, saying, we're going to work together. We're in this for the long haul. We just had 1,100 of our warriors out there down in Atlanta coming together to heal one another, to work together, to keep this thing going, and it keeps growing and is sustained. We started with one school with 100 kids. We're now in 3,400 schools in 27 states with 1,200,000 kids. Love is in it for the long run.
Let's look at the ninth principle in our closing comment here. Our children need three things from us: our awareness, our advocacy, and our action. The name of the book is called The Last Dropout, Stop the Epidemic. Give me a closing comment. Tell me how we can get the book, and also let me know about your website, because we want to stay in contact with you.
Okay, well, I'll give you the website in a second. The closing comment is that I ask anybody listening to this, all the proceeds of the book are going back to communities and schools to grow this, so I urge you to go out and get it, because I felt the moral obligation to lay out these principles so that everybody can look at them and apply them to their communities. It's 30 years of our journey. In order to get a hold of us, it's communitiesandschools.org. And if you want to call us, it's CIS 4, the number 4, KIDS, KIDS, 800.
The time right now is 9:39. This is Alvin Jones and you on The Big Q.